Welcome to You Are The Media Bite Size. One idea each week on the loyal audience you build on and offline. Here's Mark Masters.
Hello and welcome back to the show. We had a bit of a pause between this show you're listening to now and show 11. But the whole intention for these shows is we come together to spend a little 20 minutes saying hello and becoming familiar. The whole point is we introduce and other people who are a part of Create A Day to say hello, introduce to, this is potluck, the way this works, everyone. This is potluck. This is not orchestrated by somebody who knows someone who's familiar. This is where, in this term, two complete strangers. So joining us now, so I want to say a big hello to Haroon Khan and to Ryan Grimshaw. Hello, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Afternoon, Mark. Afternoon, Ryan.
It's always the bit, and I'm trying to be the, and who's going to say it first? So what I'm going to do here is that Haroon is going to make his intro and say hello and what he does, and then I'll hand over to Ryan to make his introduction. So let's kick off with Haroon to say his hello and what you do your side. Over to you.
Hi, my name's Haroon. Best way to describe myself is a freewheeling creative. So I write and I perform. I'm an author, and I've got a book out called Press Play, which is my debut collection of poetry. But I'm also working on another collection called B-Sides and Outtakes. And I've also got to deliver my first play to Hackney Empire in about 2.5 weeks. So yeah, I love to write. There's a novel in the works, but that will take a minute. And I also have my own podcast called Speakeasy with Haroon. So I like to keep pretty busy.
Quick question. With what's happening in the theatre at Hackney Empire in a couple of weeks, how are you prepped and everything with that? Nervous? Are we buzzing? How are you with something that's around the corner?
Very nervous, because I did a first draft of the play, which wasn't brilliant. I then turned around another draft, which was a massive improvement. However, it wasn't a complete draft, and I've got a ton of notes from my tutor. So I have a job to get it over the line, because I also have a headline gig on my birthday next week on April 4th in North London. So basically, I will breathe a massive sigh of relief after April 17th when I deliver this to the Hackney Empire. But in typical kind of fashion, I've overcommitted myself probably all the way up until about June. So yeah, no weekend getaways until then, I'm afraid.
Isn't this lovely? The stresses that we put ourselves under, and this is food, no intention. By the way, have you done this before? With what's happening with in the theatre? Is this something that you've done before? Is this new for you?
Completely new. So I've been wanting to do theatre for a while. And then I saw a call out in London by this wonderful organisation called Writers and Scribes, who are doing great work in making basically just creativity, writing education, poetry, theatre, making it more accessible. And I applied for the programme, you know, thought I wouldn't get in. I got in, and the education I've received in 2 months, I couldn't have, if I'd self-directed and if I'd self-studied for 2 years, I would not have been able to absorb what I did. We had a great tutor called Tolu Agbalusi, who's a playwright and a poet. And I'd actually seen one of her plays back in 2018. So full circle moment to be taught by someone whose work I'm a fan of. And some of the people who were in the cohort were people whose work I've admired for some years, but didn't actually get to have the level of proximity I did for the sort of 2 months that we spent our early Saturday mornings in a coffee shop in Shoreditch, just working together with.
Love it. Let's get you on that train. A tentative link before I go to Ryan. So for the folks listening at home, so with you, Haroon, with arts and creativity, what we're having, just all agreed now, is with music, live music, during creative, during lunchtime. We have performance on, so acoustic, and then at the end of the day as well, it becomes a little bit louder. So I'm shoehorning in what's happening with tentative links to your creative endeavors, Haroon. That was a masterstroke as well. Right, let's now. So there's Haroon in London. Let's come a little bit closer to home, to the people that live in Dorset, to Ryan Grimshaw. Let's say hello and introduce with what you do your side.
Hello, I'm Ryan Grimshaw. I'm the founder and chief grapefruit of C'est Pamplemousse, a brand and marketing consultancy that's all about revealing your brand zest and squeezing your marketing potential, which sounds ruder every time I say it, by the way. It's not meant to be. In short, I kind of work with small, medium businesses and sometimes larger organizations as well on their brand and marketing strategy, but also getting to the details, copywriting, paid media, promotion. So very hands-on as well in some cases. But in short, it's a real marketing engine for businesses, helping them juice the goods. Because many businesses have a lot of ideas and they have that goodness already in their business. But sometimes it's about surfacing that. Sometimes a lack of strategy, processing systems in place to ripen that fruit, let's say, and get it ready for the pick.
Look at you. We're finding these connotations to a T. Because, by the way, because the agency, it's relatively new. How long have you been going for? How long did your endeavor start with, Sir Pamplemousse?
Absolutely. So I am a fresh fruit.
And he goes again, Haroon.
I promise. Yeah, I launched the business in at the end of 2023. So off the back of a career spanning corporate and agency side marketing and branding. And I guess I was working with a lot of big companies, both stateside, Australasia, Europe. And I kind of lost my network a little bit within Dorset, having worked here for, 7 or 8 years. So I guess it was a bit of a leap. It was took a bit of, you know, standing up and being your brave self. And it is daunting sometimes, but it's also exceptionally rewarding and exhilarating, which I love. But just quickly, Mark, if I can just shoe in some of that creativity piece. So Haroon and I studied creative writing at university. So that's where I, you know, cut my teeth a little bit. It's poetry, writing for children, writing for the stage. So absolutely love what you're doing. It'd be good to read the book and get stuck in. And if I was a bit closer to London, if I had a bit more time, I'd be there supporting you, cheering you on.
Let me just pick up on this. And that's kind of you as well, right? And I just want to pick up on this thread now. You just picked up here. Haroon, press play. You've got the book there. Theatre, Hack the Empire, next couple of weeks. You with your creative writing and the studies there. There isn't too much of a difference. Would you say there isn't too much of a difference between our creative pursuits and this world of work that we put ourselves in, you know, what you studied at university? And I'm finding, and I just want to see your perspective on this, how you agree, how it is important, this thing of creativity and finding the work that we do, whether it's writing or performance, and how it links to our commercial endeavours. Can I pick up on that with you? Who can pick up on that?
Ryan, if you want to start, and I'll build on what you say.
Absolutely. So I think being a good communicator and a good storyteller is fundamental to being a business owner, but also just being a professional. I think if you can articulate an idea and you can bring people along on that idea path as well, that's 100% going to enhance your career. It's going to enhance your networking, your connections. And isn't that what we're all here for? Even people that are coming to Create Today, we're all here for that connection, whether it be professional side, whether we're just looking to have a bit of fun and enjoy. You know, for me, sometimes I'm in my home office. I used to lead a team of 15 strong and I miss that. So I need to have that interaction. And I think communication, creativity, it's the golden thread for me personally that that interlinks everything together.
Well, I like this. That's great. Ryan, I like that. Haroon, I like the way you said, I'll let him tee it up first and then I'll pick up the
crumbs. Very kind of him.
I think creativity is just unavoidable now in the 21st century. Like there might have been a time where, you know, you applied for jobs, you knocked out a CV, and there were sort of very molded cookie cutter ways of going about it. However, if you look at how people are even just carving careers out right now, let's look at someone who, a friend of mine, I know someone who you're a big fan of as well, Mark, Mel Barfield.
Oh, blimey. How many mentions?
Our very own nosy bastard. It's the name of her newsletter, in case anyone's wondering why I used profanity on the podcast. But no, she, I remember when she first was sort of transitioning into copywriting, and look, the arc of development from here, from there to now, she's very, when she first started, she manifested it. She said, look, this is my first CopyCon. I was with her at the one in Brighton in 2022. She's like, I'm going to be a speaker here one day. She's now a speaker at the 2025 CopyCon. How did that happen? The way that she communicates on LinkedIn, instead of doing what a lot of other copywriters do, which is to sort of say, oh, hi, you know, here's my post about why headlines are important. Oh, you know, here's why you should use, you know, this copywriting formula like PASS. She just basically writes about the most seemingly random things. But there's a level of creativity in terms of how she says stuff. Like, to me, she's like she's basically carrying the torch for along of like copywriters like Dave Harland. Does anyone know about Dave Harland here?
Absolutely, yeah.
Brilliant. So Dave Harland is hilarious, a very skilled storyteller, very skilled communicator. Basically, the creativity that Mel has used in terms of learning how to use Canva, learning how to basically leverage a platform like LinkedIn. Originally, she was generating work from Twitter. When Twitter started going down the pan, when Elon Musk decided to have his interesting take on how to, you know, I don't know. He's basically trashed the platform. I can't be diplomatic. You know, she went and started from scratch on LinkedIn. So for me, creativity is about looking at a problem and going, okay, in Mel's case, you know, I don't have Oodle's experience. How do I stand out? Or how do I communicate the fact that I am quite unique amongst, I think last count when I did a search for the term copywriter, I think 750,000 hits came up.
Okay. Let me pick up on this. This is interesting because what we're talking about here and a reason to attend and be a part of Creator Day is around this narrative that we shape. Ryan shared here around storytelling, or Haroon's talking about here and using Mel. She's doing well out of this year. I'll give Mel that. Is then how we find our voice and how we step forward. So that's how we find this seamless transition to our world of work and our businesses and what we're trying to grow as well. Interesting thing you picked up as well. I just want to pick up on here what Ryan shared. Because a lot of this is now what you're doing with said Pamplemousse. By the way, that's got to be a pain, isn't it, for people that... How many times are you saying, can you spell that when it comes to giving someone a URL?
It's an interesting question that crops up now and again, I don't know why. So it may develop in the future for ease of use.
Point being, you said here, right, that a lot, you know, I want to get out again. I want to get out and meet people. And when I'm building what I'm doing from where I'd been and had a team with me, 15, however many people, making that step into these spaces again. Question to you right here, Ryan. It is a big step. Do you find that a big step, or is that it's a necessity of what you do? Because it's easy to get sucked in with the client work and the work that we do, that we have to make that decision to just get out.
I think that's a great question. And for me personally, it wasn't really a kind of leap or a shift. It was refocusing. And as much as it was scary at the time, because I'd always wanted to do something, build my own mini empire, if you like, not to sound overly ambitious, but I wanted something to create for myself, for my family, you know, for my own legacy. And that afforded me the opportunity. So it was kind of, for me, just looking at what can I do now? What can I build for myself? The skills that I've developed, how do I package that up in a way that really speaks to the people that I want to work with? Not that I loved all my clients that I was working with. Some of them were more challenging than others. I'll give them that. But I can make that choice now and I can carve the path. And that's really important, you know, leaning into that. And I think there is an element of embracing the creativity in business, in decision making. Like, why can't I call my company, say, Pamplemousse? Why, you know, it's bonkers. Absolutely, people remember it. And people, you know, remember me as the Chief Grapefruit or Zibby Grapefruit, as I was introduced on the WhatsApp group. for Creator Day, which is amazing because people gravitate to that. They gravitate to the story. They gravitate to the bonkersness of it sometimes. But underpinning all of that is skill, is experience that I've developed over time. And I just wanted to pick up a little bit on Haroon's point. So Mel is amazing, but what she's super amazing at is this is like the Mel podcast, isn't it? What she's super amazing at is making it look easy and simple. So there's a lot of knowledge learning there. And like Haroon said, the kind of knowledge arc or the learning curve, whichever you want to term it. But she's really clear on what she wants to achieve with it and what her purpose is and who her audiences are. But she makes it look super simple. And isn't that creativity as well? Isn't that the beauty of it?
Yeah, great point. That's a
great point. I agree. I mean, when you look at copywriters, because again, it's interesting. I'm sort of slowly transitioning out of copy. Like I'm holding on to one small niche, moving more into like creativity and educating. But in my time in copy, like there's three people I think who write some of the best posts online. There's Eddie Schlaner, Dave Harlan, and Mel. And the common thread with all of them is how easy they do make it look. There's definitely been a lot of craft involved there. There's been a lot of hours. I mean, Dave Harlan was actually generous enough to share how long he spends on content creation per week. I think he spends about a day and a half. So he works 5 days a week. He does a day and a half worth of hours on content creation and the other three and a half on client delivery, which is...
That's a big one. That's a chunk.
It's a big chunk, but he probably doesn't have to go for the bottom of the barrel work as a copywriter when he's competing on price. I mean, again, I won't go into the ratios that he disclosed to me privately, but like the amount of work that he says yes to versus no, the ratio is far more no's than yes. So he still has his pick of work. And again, it's like I'm platforming everyone else on this podcast. Him and Ben McKinney, who's another creative partner of Mel Barfield's, him and Ben McKinney have set up, I think, is it
Copy or Die?
Copy or Die, yes. So
that's part of what they're sharing. As you see, this again, seamless segue. As we close the day, their topic is all around partnerships. So Dave and Ben McKinney on stage, that's them, their perspective and angle of the importance of working with our friends and finding our allies out there. And how we can build businesses by working with those that we trust and get on with and the different skill sets that we have. I like the way we're finding a thread here, chaps. Hey, one question I want to finish with. Right. So, Ryan, this is your first step into the Creator Day space. And Haroon, you was a part of Creator Day 2023. So bless you as well for saying, I'm going to come down again. As someone that's been here before and been a part of the day, Haroon, I just want you to put Ryan's mind at rest that he's going to feel a part of it. It's going to be an enjoyable experience from him. And I want him to hear from your words, Haroon, of what's in store. And as well for other people that haven't been before, just from someone that's been before, what they take from it and what it means to join in. Can I ask you that, Haroon?
Sure. I mean, what you're going to get, I think there's probably three things I want to tie together. One, and two of them involve Mark. So, you know, I'm just going to stroke Mark's ego for a second here now. Is a phenomenal curator. You know, in terms of the talks that were on last year, very varied, no weak links in the chain. And you've got everything from sort of stuff that is very informative, entertaining. And, you know, everyone is someone who's done something really interesting in their field and made a mark. Secondly, for me, the experience of just in the run-up to the event, you know, Mark sort of will prime you with emails, things that you've said, so forth. On the day, everyone's just really, really friendly. And I think Mark's done something which frustrated me a little bit at the time, but I actually see the wisdom in hindsight, which is he doesn't generally sort of print or post any kind of attendee list. He wants you to basically just go and just vibe with who you vibe with, rather than what happens at certain places where people go, oh, so that's the CMO of that. I need to go harangue that person, you know, my business card or my pitch. So people genuinely do get to know each other. And I think, yeah, I what I'm looking forward to this time is that there's some people I'm friends with from other conferences who are coming. So I'm looking forward to like a blend of people I know and I don't know, but also the experience stacks. So yeah, I was a little fresh faced in the freelance world last year. I was a little socially awkward. However, I've gotten to know a few people since then. And so this time around, I feel that it's going to be a blend of, you know, feeling more confident, i.e. there's people I know, but still meeting new people. So I would even look at this as a one-off. It's going to be great. But if you look at this as like an annual thing you do, but it's infinitely better than having to go and like have a meal around some relatives that you don't really like and you tolerate. Actually, people here are quite nice. Yeah, that's my pitch.
Hey, thank you.
Quickly, Mark, I have a bit of a confession, a weird confession. So, and you probably know this, but I've been a bit of a weird stalker type of You Are the Media for a long, long time. But I never crossed, I never crossed that engagement line, if you like. And I don't know if it was because I was working kind of corporate side and I felt like I wasn't in, you know, I wasn't in the cool club. But what I've loved most is that it's not really like that. And if there's one thing that I really dislike, it's clicky kind of environments, and I just can't vibe with that. But have been in this process now and kind of the WhatsApp group, the emails, connected on LinkedIn with people, it's been such an organic, natural process that I think has really added to, beyond the Creator Day itself, it's added to that experience. And just getting to know each other, like Haroon said, without a list and thinking, I've got to go and talk to that person and I want to get business with that person. It just feels organic and natural, and I love that personally, because I like to keep my boundaries a little bit sometimes as well, and get, you know, that natural process of just getting to know someone is a beautiful thing. So kudos to you for smashing that.
No, I'm learning all the time as well. So listen, thank you for that. Thank you, Haroon. Thank you, Ryan. Hey, so if you haven't made that decision yet and now you want to come and join in, come to creatorday.uk, and Ryan and Haroon and everyone else will make you feel at home. So now listen, Ryan, Haroon, thank you so much for today. I'll see you in a few weeks.
Absolutely. Countdown's on. Well, hey.
We didn't get a chance to have our Spotify rant, but Ryan, in person, we're going to have a chat about Daniel Ek.
Absolutely. And I'll bring placards.
The lack of scruples of the platform. So, yeah.
Thank you, chaps.
Looking forward to it.
Brilliant. Ciao.